looking forward to a good function tomorrow evening, and hopefully, you know, it's nice to mark the occasion. It's a big milestone for us, for the league, and it'll be nice to mark it with a fitting opening out there in Ballyair tomorrow evening.
It will indeed. Officially founded in 1971, the league this weekend marks the 50th anniversary, because the first round of league matches then were played in March in 1972.
That's right, yeah. I suppose up until you know, the Donegal's junior soccer in Donegal hadn't really much of a structure. It wasn't really organised until that time. And the group of visionary people around it, 1971, I think they started having meetings, and they decided to go ahead with, I think they had an AGM in November of 1971, and they decided they probably were going to run with a structured format of football, you know, for the coming season, rather than what they had before that, the summer cups and the friendly games here and there. So you had people like Dick Duffy, Father McSweeney, you know, and Paddy McFadden, just to name but a few there that started off, Colin McBride, all those people way back in that first time. They sat down and had a number of meetings, and they said they'd give it a go, and that's really where the structured format of junior football in Donegal began.
Yeah, and when you think about it, you know, they had the foresight, Nigel, but, you know, they went on to do so much for football in Donegal. They were involved with their own clubs, of course, but they were, you know, more than happy to take up the baton and maybe, you know, organise football and do the things that others were maybe a wee bit reluctant to do.
Yeah. To be honest, that's 100% Dermot, because, I mean, I know all those guys were legends in their own clubs as well, but they probably wouldn't have had the success that they had except for that they actually did set up the league structure, and that league structure gave them the platform as well to further their teams and develop their clubs as well. And it's been fun. It needs no introduction to the how they have came on leaps and bounds, and Letterkenny Rovers and all those clubs. The initial clubs were in the Swilly Rovers, the Gwydor Celtics, all those ones. They had all golden eras around that time, each of them, you know, dominating at different stages down through the thing, the first 10, 15, 20 years of the Donegal League. And it was because of the work that those people from their clubs put in at the start, I think, to help get the structured football set up in Donegal.
Yeah, and football was always so popular here in the Northwest, wasn't it, Nigel? I mean, 50 years is a long time, but there are still a lot of people still around who will remember the days of the Summer Cups and the times before we had organised football.
Absolutely. Like we're blessed now. I think we started off with about 20 teams, which was a lot when you think there was no team structured football at that time, to get 20 odd teams to play in the first one. You know, and we kind of gone from strength to strength at the minute now. We have nearly 40 teams, you know, but we have 39 at the minute, but Lifford hopefully will be back for this next year. They're taking a break out this year. So you can effectively say that we've doubled over the 50 years. We'll lose teams, we'll pick teams up again, but we still have, you know, we're expanding all the time. A lot of these clubs and teams now have two teams. So again, it's 50 years, and you can see it's just like it's cyclical that's going on there. And hopefully we're going from strength to strength, and we will continue to progress again as well in the next 50 years ahead and try and develop. You know, we're only passing through this era now, so we just have to keep the wheels in motion as to what these fellas done way back in the 70s, and indeed other members like, let's say, Desi Kelly, and all these other people down through the years, Dennis Martin, Fred Bell, Mary McAteer, Joe Duffy. I could go up to John Duffy. You could go on naming people for, you know, that at their own time did an awful lot to keep junior football and soccer in Donegal, not just junior people in the Ulster Senior League and all them.
Yeah.
It's big commitments to keep these wheels turning and keep stuff like that going. So we're delighted to be able to, you know, to do something this weekend to mark it, because it's a big thing for us to have 50 years.
And many of those that you mentioned there, Nigel, you know, sadly no longer with us. So it's on weekends like this that you can honour their memory.
Of course. And again, those names that I mentioned there, any club member and any of these clubs that we have in our league can mention another 5 or 6 or 10 names of people like that in their own club who kept their clubs going at times, maybe when they weren't, you know, going well. And this weekend is a celebration for those people as well, for those clubs, because even though we're a league celebrating 50 years, quite a lot of our clubs are celebrating 50 years or in around that mark as well, and it's a testament to them, to all the work that they've done, you know, competing and getting teams, putting teams out every weekend, and progressing their facilities to what they have today as well. So, I mean, a lot of hard work and a lot of great work has been done this last 50 years.
Yeah, and before I ask you about what's happening then this weekend, Nigel, I just want to touch on, since I've been speaking to you last, we've lost another great Donegal League figure in John Joe McAteer, who of course did so much for football, not just in Kerrykeel, but right around the county. He was a household name, wasn't he? And he was such an outgoing, friendly personality. He'll be sadly missed.
Of course he will. I mean, John Joe, it was, these characters of the game are all over the place, and there was none bigger than John Joe McAteer in Kerrykeel. I mean, you can still, everyone remembers traveling to Kerrykeel, and the first person you'd meet would be John Joe, the second person you'd meet would be Peggy. They were the backbone of that club down there, and they kept them going for years. And John Joe was a fantastic club person for Kerrykeel, and he was a fantastic contributor to the Running All League as well. At all our meetings, when John Joe spoke, he listened. Mm. You know, and he was held in highest regard and high esteem from everybody. And again, he was active in the executive of the Donegal League for years as well. All these people like John Joe, they're cogs in the whole wheel that is junior football in Donegal and keeping it going. And you know, he'd be a big miss for not alone his own family and everyone in Kerrykeel and the club, but also for us in the Donegal League as well. We've lost a massive character by losing John Joe.
Indeed we have. Well, Friday night then, Nigel, Jerry McInerney of the FAA, he's the president, he's a man with connections to Donegal, family connections. He's going to be there. There's going to be an unveiling of a commemorative plaque, and it marks the start of a weekend of action too, because there are some big games scheduled for this weekend.
Yeah, well, that's right. We were delighted that Jerry could facilitate our request to come down this weekend. He's a busy man, and it's not easy to get him. But when he did hear that it was the 50th anniversary, that we were marking it with the weekend of fixtures, this, he was only too willing to come down. So we're delighted to have him down here. And we decided we would play our two Brian McCormick semi-finals over this weekend, and also our two Saturday Cup semi-finals as well. So cracking games. Yeah, we're starting off in Ballyaran Friday night after the unveiling of the plaque. We'll have what promises to be a cracker of a semi-final between St Catharines and Bonagee, and both teams going really well this year. So, and again, you know, maybe teams that they're not heard of in success winning cups and leagues for this last number of years, so it's great for them to get back as well into a semi-final. And then we have another semi-final then down Rathmullen on Sunday between Kildrum Tigers, who are flying, going really well this year, and KJU Rovers. So, I mean, again, that's another good game, great semi-final to look forward to. And, of course, the two games on the Saturday, we're taking one down to Gidore and another to Ballybuffet. Both games, toss of the coin between them, you know, could go either way.
Yeah, and there are Voodoo Cup semi-finals on as well. Fintown Harps play Old Town on Saturday, and Remelton Mariners against Strand Rovers. And just going back to that Bonagee St Catharines game, it's very timely as well that they're in the semi-final. Bonagee, of course, long-time members of the Donegal League, and St Catharines, well, Kelly Beggs it was that played the Army in the opening fixture of the newly formed Donegal League all those years ago.
Yeah, that's right. It's just funny the way it falls into place, you know, and we didn't know until a couple of weeks ago that it was going to be St Catharines or Killybegs were in the semi-final, so it's amazing the way that it's worked out, you know. And as I said, delighted. And again, you talk about people that came through the Donegal League down through the years, there's probably nobody more famous than a former St Catharines player and indeed league winner, our national captain at the minute, Seamus Coleman, would have been on a league Premier Division winning team for St Catharines back in 2005, I think, you know, so it's nice to see his club being represented again up at the top.
Okay then, well, I'm sure there will be more events taking place throughout the season, Nigel, because it's such a special time, 50 years, we look forward to that, but for now, listen, best of luck for tomorrow night, first of all, and thanks for joining us on this evening's programme.
Yeah, we hope to launch a book, Jeremy, maybe later on. The clubs are actually working on it at the minute, sending us back material. So hopefully, please God, and May or June, when we're having our AGM or our dinner dance, we'll be able to launch a little commemorative book to maybe shed a little bit more light on 50 years of junior football in Donegal. So thanks for having me again, Jeremy.